I'm joined by the Marx Brothers, who run the website called The Touch of Sound. Can you guys tell us what The Touch of Sound is?
Yeah, thank you, Catherine, for having us on this evening. I'm Jonah Marx. Alongside me, I have my brother Jesse, and we are the co-founders of The Touch of Sound. It's our website project that features authentic sound recordings from around the world. Jesse and I are passionate travelers, and our aim is to spotlight the world in a unique and different way. And not only does our website feature field recordings that Jesse and I have collected, it also has a number of recordings from outside content contributors, including yourself, the host this evening. So a special thanks to you for your contributions.
Cool. So when did you guys become interested in making field recordings?
Yeah, well, this is Jesse, and I'm a sound engineer, and I've always paid close attention to sounds that surround us, not only during travel, but just in our everyday lives. Once I began recording, I kind of became hooked and have not only continued to collect sounds, but really strive to use them in my professional work as a sound engineer.
I always appreciated the sound collecting because it just slows us down. Travel can be very hectic sometimes, and it really is so easy to just snap a few photos and move on. But when we're recording, we just have to stop and immerse ourselves in the moment.
Cool. Yeah, it's a really neat way to think about it. So how did the Touch of Sound project itself get started out of that?
Well, really, it got started by the reaction we received when we returned from a trip, and we would share not only photos with our friends and family, but we would share the sounds with them. People really liked that and what we were doing, so we eventually put together the website, thetouchofsound.com, and have been going ever since.
And I know you guys have traveled to Cuba a couple of times to make recordings there. How did you end up going to Cuba, or why did you choose Cuba?
Yeah, well, Cuba is has always been a fascinating place for me. It's sort of that forbidden fruit. You know, it's so close, but yet it's always been so far. And I'm a person who always enjoys history, and that made Cuba really exciting. You know, some of their history dates back to Columbus and New World exploration, but it's also been a geopolitical hotspot for the last 50 years. And I was just really curious how we would be received as Americans, and was amazed by the hospitality. The people we encountered were friendly and welcoming. You know, that's not necessarily what I expected, but I know it was the music that really captured Jesse's attention. It was impossible to wipe the smile off his face while we were down there.
So was there a program that you went to Cuba through, or how did that work, traveling to Cuba as Americans?
Yeah, it's an organization out of here in Minneapolis. It's called the U.S.-Cuba Artist Exchange, and we were it's a new organization, or it was new in 2014 during our first trip, and we got the invite due to Jesse's affiliation with Cuban music, and as an artist organization, they're really interested in us going down there to collect the sounds of Cuba.
Cool. So there have been other artists who have traveled to Cuba from the U.S. also?
Yeah, and even more exciting, some Cuban artists have traveled to Minneapolis, and it's just been a really collaborative exchange and just awesome cultural exchange to share ideas across cultures.
Cool. Yeah, we're glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, that sounds really neat. And Jesse, you play in a Cuban band, so what do you love about Cuban music?
Yeah, I play in an Afro-Cuban band in Minneapolis called Malamaña and have long been interested in Cuban rhythms and music. I was really impressed when we were down there with the thriving music and art scene, and actually was honored to study percussion with some drum masters on our trip. As a musician who practices Cuban music, I'm really drawn to the pulse and energy of the heavily syncopated rhythms. And when you add the call and response vocal harmonies, it's really an unstoppable groove. So now we're going to play some recordings from our trips to Cuba that highlight some of the rhythms.
First one takes us to the capital city of Havana and the historic district of Old Havana. And the history there dates back to the 1600s, and some of the surrounding architecture is absolutely stunning. It's a very busy part of town. There's a number of street performers around, and they're there to entertain people, such as this trumpet player. So let's take a listen.
That was very pretty. I liked all the background sounds in that.
Yeah, absolutely. A beautiful sound for sure. This next one is going to be a little bit of son montuno. Son is a style of music, one of the styles that Malamanya plays. And a brief description about this music is that it's a blending of African rhythms with some Spanish instruments and instrumentation. And the traditional arrangement includes claves, bongos, tres, maracas, güiro, and bass. And this recording was actually just captured on the main pedestrian street in the city of Santiago.
That was a sound from Santiago de Cuba. It's one of our authentic sound recordings from thetouchofsound.com. And tonight we're sharing some rhythm selections with you from our recent trip to Cuba. And now back to Havana for a style of rhythm, which is rumba. And every Saturday there's a what they call the Sábado de Rumba. It happens just a few blocks off the Mole Cone. It's a hot, crowded courtyard, but the energy from the music and dance there is intense.
Yeah, and the instrumentation for an Afro-Cuban rumba usually consists of conga drums, claves, and the kata, or the woodblock. All right, and the sound doesn't even do it justice to just demonstrate the high energy of that moment there in the Sábado de Rumba. While on the subject of rumba, the next sound we're going to play is one of my all-time favorites. Like I mentioned before, I had the honor and privilege to take a master drum lesson while in the city of Matanzas with one of the members of the world-famous group Muñequitos de Matanzas. This is a little sample clip of that lesson. Let's hear it.
Right. That was rumba music from Matanzas. And the final sound clip we have for you this evening is my all-time favorite recording that we have from Cuba. It comes from our latest trip and the city of Baracoa, which is the easternmost point on the island. We were just relaxing in the evening on our rooftop, on the rooftop of our casa with a cerveza, and heard this distant drumming. You know, of course, we rushed down and found a massive street parade. And the next thing you knew, we're dancing in the streets with the locals.
Yeah, this is an example of an Afro-Cuban marching rhythm called comparsa. We found out later that the parade was actually a practice for the Carnival festival that was taking place a week later. Let's hear it. Thank you. right. That was a high-energy moment from Baracoa, Cuba. So lastly, for our segment here on Corriente tonight, I'm excited to debut a song from my band Malamania. We're about to release a new album this summer, and this is one of the tracks.
And I'll put this on, and then I guess this is the end of our interview. So thank you so much for coming on the air tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on the show and also contributing some of your own recordings to The Touch of Sound. And for the audience out there, if you like what you heard, there are plenty more sounds from Cuba, as well as other rhythm sounds from around the world at our website, thetouchofsound.com.
Cool.
Thank you, Catherine.
And what's the name of this song by Malamania?
It's El Vendedor de Agua.
All right, cool. Thank you.
La traigo barata.